In the world of camogie, Tyrone will face a massive challenge in front of a bumper crowd at Hayley Park on Sunday as they play Westmeath in the National League Division 4 final. It's a massive occasion indeed for the Tyrone girls, who have already beaten Westmeath in the league campaign earlier this season. Manager Ger Gribben says they'll take little out of that game, but Sunday's game is a massive boost for Tyrone and Ulster camogie.
Definitely a big occasion for the girls now. When it was muted that we'd be talking, you know, we'd maybe be playing before the Tyrone game. I think the county board were very, very positive in that respect, you know, and that it's not too often camogie would get playing in front of a big crowd, you know.
Playing in the National League final, though, isn't a big surprise to Gribben and his Tyrone players. There's been steady improvement since 2009.
They built well on a very successful year last year, where they actually got to the championship semi-final as well last year, you know, so they've built well on it. I feel there's a wee bit of belief within the team at the minute, you know, that they are capable of more. And hopefully Sunday's match will be a stepping stone in that direction.
It is indeed Westmeath, though, on Sunday. Tyrone have beaten them earlier on this season, but that will matter little. They're familiar opponents, though.
We sort of know each other, though. I think Westmeath maybe were missing a few players the last day we played them, you know. So, you know, we know that there's a lot to do this Sunday. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Like, it's going to be a tough game. And that hopefully we can be, you know, put in a good performance. But I know the girls, they're determined, and I'd say they're well focused into what they have to do. We know each other from previous games, and it's just, you know, the one that can actually put out a performance on the day.
Tyrone also have several experienced players, though, returning.
We've a few players back, though. We have a couple just niggly injuries there that's come up this last fortnight out there, but hopefully they'll be all cleared now. We'll give the girls a run out and see what they are. But you know, we have a couple of players that we didn't have the last day against Westmeath, and I'm aware Westmeath have a few Raharney girls, which would be their club champions, weren't playing the last day. So, you know, it makes it interesting. The two teams would be different than they were the last day.
A similar outcome would also be welcomed from the last day as well. Tyrone, of course, are also gearing up now for the Ulster and All-Ireland series. But, says Gribben, they won't take their eye off the ball on Sunday.
The way I look at it is, it's better, rather than us having to plan to get challenge games and, you know, trying to get games to bring us up to that level, this is a competitive game. At the end of the day, what I'll be looking for is a performance out of them. Like, if they play the way they did again in London the last day they were out, yeah, I'll be more than happy. And it'll take a good team to beat us then. There may be more pressure on us than Westmeath coming to Toma. So it's something we've talked about. At the end of the day, what we're looking at is putting in a good performance. And that's the focus of the team. And I think they're determined to do that, you know. So hopefully if we can just keep our eye on the ball and play the match as it is, and we'll worry about the crowd after that then.
Not only, though, is it a National League final, this also opens the door to less stronger areas of camogie in Tyrone.
Like, it's a great opportunity for the girls to go out there and show what they can do, because there's a lot of good skillful players in the team. They're young teams, like, so they'll be about for a while as well. So as you say, this is a good starting point for them. To go out and show what they're capable of playing, and hopefully they'll get a few admirers on the day as well.